what the trumpeteer knows. He blows proud on stadiums, on game days, both home and away. Alongside piccolo and glockenspiel, he marches into the script noun that is Ohio on my television. Then the players take the field. During an accidental conversation about pigment in class today, he announces, "Blacks are getting paler and paler every year." Yes, I am, adjunct to this unattractive teenager with a modern head of blonde hair who was unafraid of his final grade because he knows at this college I work for him. Before treading carefully a reply, he doubles down, producing the brass from its case and leading his peers up and down the aisles, banging refillable pencils and cellular tambourines in victory song. I climb inside the dry erase board and take shelter amid the white nothingness. When I was 11, my father took me to the Beacon Theater to witness a man named Miles Davis because, he said, he's going to die soon. And over the next hour, I listened to jazz for the first time in my life. Sounds like glass crackling, fire shattering. With sunglasses indoors, wide forehead, and Jerry Carroll, Miles gleamed beneath the house lights as he sauntered up and down the stage, touching that gold weapon to his lips, coaxing from it imposing premonitions. On Broadway afterward, I took hold my father's hand and prayed for my own life, if one as dark as his would soon be no longer. The student trumpeteer beckons me back with two bleeps, but I crouch low and still in his abyss as he edges closer, weak flute lowered, its mouth pointed wide, wet and false at the classroom floor.